producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about what's been going on up in Oregon. It's an ongoing issue as of the time of my recording this show. It's been going on for quite some time. To me, it seems that there's a number of issues involved, but the paramount one is that we have an issue that really shouldn't have ever become an issue because the federal government shouldn't be, my opinion, I'm not going to speak for Josh Bernstein, who's going to be coming on shortly, but I don't think this ever should have been considered federal land. The only reason the federal government still has ownership of this land from the time before Oregon became a state is that the federal government broke its word to the states west of the Mississippi, saying that they were going to enter the Union on the same basis the original 13 had. And that meant that public lands were a function of control by the state government. Precious few lands, relatively speaking, that they were. But Oregon is one of the western states where massive amounts of land are controlled, allegedly owned by the federal government unconstitutionally. And that's really part of the rub. And Josh, you can correct me, but I think I'm setting the stage correctly that one of the issues that the feds have had against the Bundy family and the other, the Hammonds, I think they were, that now are in jail, is that the Hammonds were burning off some of the rangeland to kill an invasive species exactly the way the federal government had been doing it, but it all of a sudden became a big no-no when private individuals were doing the same. A fire jumped apparently over to some federal land, and that triggered them being hammered as terrorists, arsonists. They really play hardball. This is a tough game to be in. What say you, Josh?
Well, what I say is if you really go back to 2014 and the standoff in Bunkerville with Clive and Bundy and his ranch, and then you look at the comparisons between Dwight and Stephen Hammond in Oregon, you clearly see the same thing. You see an aggressive, out-of-control Bureau of Land Mismanagement and Fish and Wildlife Services coming after ranchers. And if you really look back even beyond that, you'll see that for the past 50, 60 years, the Bureau of Land Management and the government and the Fish and Wildlife Services have become more and more aggressive towards the Western ranchers in America. And they have forced many of them to close shop. They forced many of them to stop cultivating their lands and crops and raising cattle and doing the things that a rancher does.
Josh, my recollection is that was the MO being used against the Bundys, that there were a number of ranchers in that far corner of Clark County, all of whom had been squeezed out by various restrictions on their contractual right to use water and rangeland. The Bundys were the last man standing, and it looked an awful lot like, and of course we'll probably never know with this Justice Department, that Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, was trying to assemble a massive amount of land that could be used for a solar farm, energy farm.
Right, for the Chinese.
For the Chinese. And of course, this ecologically friendly way of producing electricity only kills birds dead as a doornail as soon as they have the misfortune of flying over part of one of these solar farms. The heat is intense, and it's like windmills. Those are bird choppers, and solar farms are bird fryers.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And so what they started to do is they started to do these little things little by little. They started to raise their grazing fees. They started to corral off their cattle from being able to go onto land. They started to use these obscure reasons and really just harassing the ranchers. Now, almost all of them decided, you know what, this isn't worth it. You know, we can't afford to continue to work and operate in this capacity with the government the way they are. And so most of them just, you know, they just closed up shop and decided to do something else. And the Bundys didn't do that. And so
now, the Bundys had been there for some... Yeah, what the Bundys have been there maybe for almost 150 years.
Yeah, for almost 150 years, yeah, exactly.
So for them, it was an enormous commitment that they had to that land. They were ranching there before Nevada was a state.
Right, exactly. And now when you look at the Hammond situation, you have a similar set of circumstances in which the Hammonds eventually had to fight for their own water rights on their own property, and they ended up filing a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management and Fish and Wildlife Services, brought them to court, and actually beat them and won. So after they won, they got the rights to the water rights for their property. Well, that enraged the Bureau of Land Management, and from that point on, they saw them as an enemy and as a nemesis, and they started to do all these things, raising their grazing fees. The Fish and Wildlife Service would shut off access roads around their property and put cattle guards up that weren't there before, and they were doing all of these things. So what happened is when the prescribed burn took place, and eventually went over onto federal land. And by the way, it only burned like 3 acres. It didn't burn 300,000 acres. It burned like 3 or 4 acres.
Talking about the Hammonds, out in Oregon.
Hammonds. Yeah, and so here's basically what happened, is the Bureau of Land Management used that as an opportunity. And the reason that they did the prescribed burn was to protect their crops from insecticides and things like that, but also because there was a lot of fire in the area, and they were kind of cordoning off the fire so it wouldn't hit their property. Long story short, they contacted the Harney County Prosecutor's Office, and they were arrested. They spent one night in jail. The next day, they saw the judge, and the judge said, you know what? There's really nothing here to hold you any longer. There's no reason to do anything more, so they dismissed the charges. Well, that absolutely infuriated the Bureau of Land Management. So what did they do after that? They eventually got a situation in which they refiled the charges, and they had them serve 1 year and 3 months collectively together in jail.
Did they find another judge? How did they get that done?
Right. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I don't have all my notes in front of me.
But it was another judge.
There was another judge, exactly. And then that judge said that anything longer than a year's worth of prison time would be cruel and unusual punishment pertaining to the type of crime that was so-called committed. Well, after they serve their time, Ann Aiken comes in. She's the new judge that's in charge of this. And then you have this Frank Cagagni guy who was definitely out to get them as well. So now you have these two reintroduce the case, appeal it, and then here's the part that just is sickening. They used the 1996 Federal Terrorism Act. They used a small portion of that to say that this was eco-terrorism and arson.
And that's how they did it, Josh.
There's a five-year mandatory minimum.
Because the rules at the federal level are, and I think at the state as well, that when the prosecution loses, they cannot appeal. Only a defendant in a criminal case can do so. And we're talking criminal
right,
when we're talking more time than a year. Exactly. Otherwise, they would be in double jeopardy. But as you've just pointed out, they found some eco-terrorism charge.
Exactly.
So this is a new ballgame, quote unquote, and off we go to the races.
Yeah, they used a terrorism charge. In other words, they charged these folks with terrorism. This is not terrorism. If you light a bonfire in the middle of Crook County, yes, that would be terrorism. Okay? If you light a federal building on fire, yes, that would be terrorism. But to do a prescribed burn to protect your crops and your land and your cattle, it's ridiculous to say that
we're going to be back
somehow Yeah.
And we're going to be back in just a minute. We'll pick up with this this whole business in Oregon, talking with Josh Bernstein. We'll give out contact information when we're back.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, talking today with Josh Bernstein about the situation in Oregon where a private enterprise is being squelched by actions being taken by the federal government. Wink, wink, ways around double jeopardy being used to harass ranchers, put them in jail, keep them from using their land. Josh, how do people get a hold of you? Is there a website we can give them so they can follow up on some of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. Folks can go to Josh Bernstein, politicalwriter.com. Again, all one word, Josh Bernstein, politicalwriter.com. But I'm also a national spokesman for a great group, which is known as AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, with a conservative alternative to groups out there like an AARP. And you can check them out at AMAC.us, AMAC.us. Tell them that you are listening to the Larry Pratt Show. You heard Josh Bernstein talking about AMAC, and we'll even give you a free membership. So, again, AMAC.us. But you can go to YouTube and find videos on me.
And just so you know, Josh, you're talking to one of AMAC's members. So
absolutely, and we're very proud to have you, of course.
Appreciate the work that you guys are doing, and it's wonderful that one of their own is involved in defending the, well, I guess one of the Hammonds might be a mature citizen, because it was a father and son.
Yeah, certainly mature, 74 years old. If he ends up spending 5 years in prison, I mean, I hate to say this and sounds so grim, but in some respects, I mean, this could be a death sentence for him.
Right.
Being 74 years old, it's terrible.
And even if he went in with good health, there's no way to know what the rigors of prison life may do to him. And so this is a particularly vicious and vindictive thing that's being done by the federal government. I personally don't think much of jails because of my understanding of the Bible, but there is a thing in terms of things being applied in kind, and if there ever were justice in our country, the federal stooges that have done this to the Hammonds should get like time in a lockup. That would be justice. The punishment would definitely.
Agree.
So anyway, we were talking about the whole issue then of the Hammonds, their use of their land, the federal government coming against them. Why don't you pick up the narrative at that point?
Yeah. So basically what happened is they were sent back to prison, and they were told to go in the first week of January back to prison for a 5-year minimum mandatory, because that's what this law on terrorism would consist of. Well, the whole reason that Ammon Bundy and the others went out to the refuge is because they've had enough. They said, you know what? This is ridiculous. This person already served their time. They should have never served their time even to begin with, even one day in prison.
Right.
And now we have these folks, these ranchers, these great patriots. Now we have them in a situation where they're back in jail. So you know what? The patriots and the militia and the three percenters and everybody else said, you know what? Enough is enough. And so that's why they went out there. And again, I completely agree with their message. I completely agree with the fact that they were standing up against a tyrannical government. There's no question about it.
And
it's always happened.
A little curious that the folks that are trying to make the point and to dramatize the situation are at some sort of wilderness, I guess you can call it a building, a facility. It's totally unmanned. It's on public property. And yet they're being told that they shouldn't be there. And I'm not sure what's the building there for anyway?
Yeah, as far as I know, it was like an outpost. And, you know, the media made it seem like these armed protesters, you know, kick the door down while ladies were sitting there on their typewriters, you know, and kick the door down and threw everybody. Oh, that's not the case. This thing was about as abandoned as an outhouse in the middle of the wilderness, okay? There was really nothing there, nothing at all. And so they took over and they went into this place. And what they ultimately wanted to do here is they wanted to go through the deeds of trust. They wanted to go through the record keeping in Harney County, and they wanted to show that the BLM and the Fish and Wildlife Service, in this case more the BLM, was guilty of these atrocities against these ranchers. And so that's exactly what they were doing. They had a mission to go into these places and to gather up information. They were building a case. And when it got to the point where they were going to start to expose the federal government and their egregiousness, that's when the FBI moved in and did what they did and literally shot the true hands up, don't shoot in America, literally shot Lavoie Finicum to death. And I have my reasons, and I said it in a video why I think they did that. I believe it was retaliation for him taking down the spy cameras a week earlier and then, you know, holding them up to the camera and saying that the federal government needs to stop spying on the protesters out here. And he was like the focal point of that. So I think that, you know, that was a main part, that when they did this ambush, this L-shaped military-style ambush on Route 395 on the way to the John Day Senior Center to give a speech, I think that they had an intent not to take him alive. I truly believe that.
The evidently, this was a roadblock. They were driving out in this middle of nowhere, from what I've been able to gather. They come to the roadblock. They stop. Finicum gets out of his vehicle and evidently has his hands above his head, according to witnesses who may not have had a may or may not have had video copy. I don't know if they were able to record all this. But allegedly, he reached his hand down toward his left hip at one point after he'd had his hands up. The government, it seems, has alleged that he was going for a gun. But others who have seen some video say, well, he was reaching his hand there, all right, because that's where the government had shot him.
Exactly. You're absolutely correct. Now, let me explain. When they stopped one car that was like 200 feet behind the other car. Then when they stopped Lavoie's truck, I believe Ryan Bundy put his hands out, and they shot at his hand. This is according to firsthand testimony by Victoria Sharp, who was actually in the vehicle at this time. You can't get any more hands-on account testimony than what she put out there. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, they started shooting at the vehicle. Well, what would you do if someone starts shooting at your vehicle? You're going to take off, too. So that's what happened. They ended up taking off, and they didn't go very far, and they had a roadblock up ahead, and they ended up veering over to the left and hit a snow embankment. An agent comes out, and they almost hit the agent. Then, at that point, that's when Lavoie comes out of the car with his hands up. And clearly, you can see it in the video, clearly, his hands are up. Then they shoot him. He reaches down on his side because, again, you get shot, you reach down, your hands automatically go down. And then they just completely executed him. I find 7 shots. The family that got the body back, the Finicum, said that it was 9 shots. I don't know.
Shots. We'll pick up with this, Josh Bernstein. Amen.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Josh Bernstein. He's with AMAC, American Association of... now I forgot exactly what that acronym stands for, even though I belong to the group.
The Association of Mature American,
US, AMAC.us, or go to Josh Bernstein, political writer.com. Josh has been telling us about the situation in Oregon. He has left us just at the point where Mr. Finnegan had exited a vehicle out on this... nowhere in eastern Oregon. One of the people in the car, just to recap what you had just told us, Josh, before the break, had a hand outside the car that was shot at. That's when the car sped up and was trying to get away from the scene. They came upon a roadblock, tried to avoid it, hit a snowbank, and when Finnegan got out of his car or his vehicle, whatever, apparently he had his hands up from those that were there and watching, and his hands didn't move until they went down for the belt line on the left hip area. And the government alleges that that's where he was going for a gun. Since, as you just pointed out before the break, Josh, he'd been shot seven times, kind of like to know if maybe one of those bullet wounds could be found in the area where his hand was going for.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing, what you have to understand. There's three separate thought processes here. A, he gets out of the car with his hands up and they shoot him deliberately. B, he gets out with his hands up, but he's in 2 feet of thick snow and he loses his balance, so his hands go down to his side. They think he's reaching for something and they shoot him. Or the third possible reason is he was reaching for a gun. Now, granted, he is right-handed, and if you see pictures of him, he constantly had his revolver on his right hip, not on his left. So when you get firsthand testimony from the gal in the car and you see the aerial images, which, again, aren't that clear, they're kind of grainy, one can only surmise that he was unarmed and that he had his hands up. Now, here's the thing.
Well, Josh, even if he had the revolver on his right hip, he certainly wouldn't be going for his left hip.
Exactly.
When his hand went for that area. So the government's case doesn't sound all that convincing.
No, it does not. And also, you have to understand this. The government released this grainy aerial drone footage thinking that here it is, we can show this video, he was reaching, it was grainy, you can't tell for sure, everybody needs to go away, end of story, case closed, he was reaching for a gun, that's our narrative and that's it. Well, releasing the grainy aerial imaging did only one thing. It actually produced more questions and not as many answers. So they have a law that they passed in June of 2015 in Oregon that all the officers in the state are supposed to have body cameras on their person to record instances such as this. So there's no question in my mind that there is ground footage of this shooting.
This was an Oregon State Police roadblock?
Yes, correct.
So there would be those body cams.
Yeah, if they want this to go away and they want to prove their own FBI narrative was correct and he did have a gun, release the ground footage. Release the ground footage. I don't know why they're not doing it, because until they do, I'm going with what I saw with my own eyes and common sense here. And as I said on my television show, if I'm wrong and they release ground footage showing that he was reaching for a gun, I will be the first person in the media to come out there and apologize. But I don't think that's the case.
No, I think he had too much to lose by trying to provoke a situation. That could have been done earlier, probably in a more advantageous place than where this situation occurred. The choice of this situation seems to have favored, by its complete remoteness, the federales. Are we sure that this was actually state people and not feds wearing state uniforms, which is one theory that I have read?
Right. And I heard that as well. The person in charge of this investigation, special agent for the FBI, Gregory Bretzing, is originally from Utah. This is a guy, by the way, in 2011 that was under federal investigation for fraud. Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure what happened in that case, but this is the guy who basically took and set up these FBI informants to infiltrate the protesters. And what they did is they went down to the refuge and they acted as if they were, you know, militants or protesters or what have you. But more importantly than that, they did a psychops operation in which they told these folks to go into Burns, Oregon, go into the town and cause mayhem and havoc in the town and get the people of Burns to turn against the protesters. You see, the protesters were peaceful. The militia members were peaceful. They were doing everything they could to go out of their way to make the people of Burns feel comfortable, answering their questions, talking to them, helping them, and all of those things. It was a few infiltrated FBI informants inside the protesters that were purposely causing havoc in town in order to get the townspeople to turn against them. This was a psychops operation put in place by this Greg Bretzing. There's no question about it. And I think what happened is the FBI took a backseat role in this, and they blamed it and allowed the Oregon State Police and the Bureau of Land Management to kind of set up the aggressiveness of the entire operation. And they stood back so that they could keep their hands clean. That's what I think happened here.
You know, if these guys had been smart, if the protesters had been smart, they would have said, hands up, don't shoot, we're just protesting the 1%. And
yeah, right.
then the feds wouldn't have known what to do, because they like it if you're a protester and you're engaged in a sit-in and you're talking about the 1% versus the 99%. But these guys weren't using any of that rhetoric. They were just talking about contract, hardworking people making a living. Does right. not compute, I guess, for some of those in the federal government.
No, and you know what's amazing about this whole thing is that there was a lie that went on in Ferguson and in Baltimore that said, yeah, hands up, don't shoot. Well, we know that that was proven to not be true. And in Correct. This case, we have a true hands up, don't shoot, and there's not a peep in the media at all. Did Barack Obama decide to meddle into this one and say, you know, if I had a kid, he'd look like Trayvon, or, you know, this is a tragedy in the black community? No. This is a white American rancher patriot. He's expendable as far as the media is concerned, and that is a true travesty in and of itself. You've got these thugs like Michael Brown and Freddie Gray running around destroying neighborhoods. You've got them with arrest records and criminal activity. You've got people blowing up police cars, blowing up CVSs. The stupid mayor says we gave them space to destroy. Meanwhile, you have a rancher executed in the middle of bum-you-know-what Egypt, and nobody cares. Nobody says a word. The media, nothing. It's just unbelievable to think.
You know,
our priorities are so that messed up.
I'm glad you drew that parallel. Let me just extend it a bit. Freddie Gray, that was the Baltimore drug dealer, right?
Yes.
That's who he was. He was a drug dealer. He had a rap sheet probably longer than all of our forearms combined. He was not exactly a model citizen. He had an encounter with the police. Under rules of engagement that had been set by the mayor herself. And when things go south, all of a sudden the cops are the bad guys. Now, out in Oregon, the cops apparently are behaving rather differently, and they're not acting with the restraint that was being shown in the East. And all of a sudden, hands up, don't shoot. We're going to be back and talk some more with Josh Bernstein, AMAC.us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, happily, we have people who are able to dig in and try to look for facts in situations that the government doesn't particularly want to air facts. Josh Bernstein is a political writer. In fact, you can find him on the web at joshbernsteinpoliticalwriter.com. We've been talking about what happened, as best we can tell, as best anybody can tell, other than those that were actually there, some people that had been in the car that was stopped by the presumably the state of Oregon, some state Mounties, out in the middle of nowhere. Those witnesses. Then we have the FBI. We have some film, some video that they took. And we're not sure, I guess, exactly what all that shows, but we've already discussed that Mr. Finnegan, who was shot and killed, was reaching toward his left hip and would not have been going for his revolver on his right hip. He didn't keep a gun on his left hip. And we are now quite a few days beyond that. And I guess the feds are hoping that this just goes away. Nothing to see here. Just a bunch of ranchers that really shouldn't be there anyway, because it's Mother Earth and they were just doing terrible things to her. And if it weren't for the federal government, Mother Earth would be dead already.
Right. Just like global warming would produce $12.99 a gallon for gasoline and $10 a gallon for milk. But, yeah, that's a story for another day.
And let me just do a P.S. to your story, because I love it. Al Gore warned that by the end of last year, we'd all be toast if we didn't listen to him and deal with global warming on his socialist, command-oriented terms.
Exactly.
Way to go, Al.
I agree 100% there. But look, looking at this situation, this isn't going to go away. There was a patriot that was murdered and killed by an arm of either the federal government, the Oregon State Police, the Bureau of Land Management, or the FBI. We don't even know exactly
at this
point, or all of the above, who actually did the shooting. But Lavoie was a great man. He was a great patriot. He was a father of 11 children. He was a foster parent to you know, another 20 or 30 other children. This was a very good person. It wouldn't hurt a fly from a lot of the things that I've heard about him. And here's the sad part. This would have, he was killed a day before his 56th birthday, which is absolutely just tragic. And he died, you know, with his hands up, as far as I can tell. And in one of the videos, you've seen him on the ground after they're still shooting at him. And with a little bit of listlessness left in his body, he still puts one of his hands up and then he's motionless.
Mm.
It's absolutely just a tragic, tragic story. And you're right. When you said in the very, very beginning, from the first minute of our conversation, this is a story that should have never have taken place. Because we have an out-of-control federal government, federal bureaucracy of the, you know, Bureau of Land Mismanagement and the Fish and Wildlife Services. They are thugs. They are murderers and thugs.
I've been flipped in the past when I said, well, you know, this land ought to be sold to Marriott. But what I'm saying by shorthand is if these public lands, quote unquote, were actually turned over to the states and the states perhaps would keep them under public management, but they also might sell off a number to property managers. They could even lease them to property managers such as Marriott and other large corporations that are involved in the tourist industry. You could have had a vibrant hunting operation on these lands. The lands would have been well cared for, because the one thing we have learned, contrary to what the feds were saying about the arson alleged to have been committed by the Hammond rancher father's son, private owners, even if they're leasing, they're going to be there year after year. They want something not only for their retirement, they want something for their kids. They are going to conserve. Private ownership is the best way to conserve any resource. And the federal government has, for the longest time, I guess starting with Teddy Roosevelt, one of the first major progressives in our country, the federal government has been propounding the notion that somehow socialists are better managers than private owners and or private managers. But, of course, all we have to do is look to any of the communist countries, in fact, any of the socialist countries that are openly social in the world, and you find they make a mess of things. They don't conserve. They don't preserve. They are not good managers, because the managers that they appoint don't have any ownership rights of any. They really don't give a rip. It's a 9-to-5 for them, and any idea of working for the future is really foreign.
Right. No, I agree. And look, you know, they've been caught on camera and on video laughing at taking land away from landowners, the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management. I have videos. I have two or three or four videos that I'm going to release here in the next couple of shows, when I do a land grab show in which I talk about all of the different times and egregiouses that that they have done against landowners. There's,
I'd like to get links to that, Josh, because I could post those when we post this interview, so people can see the kind of thuggishness. Can you imagine a private resort manager doing something like what you're talking about, these guys laughing at how they've messed over these private owners. A private manager of a large tract of land that people are leasing from the owner, the private owner, would be rather solicitous, because he would want them to continue and to renew their lease and to continue bringing in their business, which benefits everybody. But government types don't see it that way. They don't care. They're going to get paid anyway.
And here's the thing. According to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 states, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles, square miles, as may by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. In translation, they are not allowed to own more than 10 square miles of federal land, according to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17.
And I'll even give them another 10 square miles or so for a fort that has an artillery range on it or something like that. But it would be for one of those enumerated purposes.
Exactly. Exactly. And the federal government, the Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife Services, they are thugs. They are the ones that are the aggressors here. They are the ones that force the Ammons, the Ammon Bundy and the other crew to go out there and finally stand up against this tyrannical government. And for that, I applaud them, and I applaud their ways of doing it and their methods. Now, again, I'm a national spokesman for AMAC. I'm not speaking on behalf of AMAC. I'm speaking on behalf of Josh Bernstein, the television host here. I'm not saying that AMAC's position is
I
that.
I understand.
It is my position.
We are about to run out of time, so let me make sure that folks get your web address. It's Josh Bernstein, politicalwriter.com. Although you referenced AMAC, organization I belong to, that's AMAC.us, and that's the place instead of AARP that senior citizens ought to be members of, because AMAC is actually pursuing. Well, AMAC would have probably been right in there had there been any debate allowed over having a private lease or a lessee go in there and operate the lands there in eastern Oregon so that tourists, maybe even miners and loggers, could have come in and used the land wisely, because it would have been a renewable resource that they would have been able to make money out of if they took good care of it. A bureaucrat's going to get paid whether or not he makes good use of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, going back to AMAC, again, we are the conservative alternative to the groups out there like AARP. And I wear a lot of hats, okay? I'm a television, host, as well as, you know, I do a lot of radio and television interviews and political commentary analysis. But I'm very, very proud to be a national spokesman and be a voice for seniors, to give seniors more control over their health care decisions. We even came out here recently with what we call the AMAC Best Plan, which is basically an alternative.
Josh, we're out of time. Let me cut you off. Look at that AMAC Best Plan at AMAC.us. Thanks very much, Josh Bernstein, politicalwriter.com, for being with us today. Important subject.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.